Hey guys, we're back with an episode of E&E's Evening Exchange. Ooh. So, March Madness conclusion. I know this is old news because this happened a couple weeks ago. So, obviously, South Carolina won the women's. Mm-hmm. And that really was great for me because I had that in the championship game and I had them winning. And I ended up with a 94.5% correct rate on my bracket, which is by far, not even close, the best bracket I've ever done. So I'm ditching the men next year. Who cares about them? Because I'm good at women's brackets, it turns out. And I'm really excited that South Carolina won because that's who I wanted to win. And I kind of got redemption after losing last year. Yeah. Not in the championship, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I wanted South Carolina to win, too. So.
Yeah, I like them as a program. I like them as a team. And then Kansas, one on the men's side, who no one cared.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cared about North Carolina or Kansas, to be honest, in the championship round. I think everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, and Kansas is a bunch of cheaters, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a bunch of allegations that they, like, did weird stuff with recruiting and illegal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not for, it was like 8 years ago, but of course, the NCAA being slow is just now getting
into it. Yeah. Like an Arizona thing. Okay. The cool part about Kansas and South Carolina winning is they were both the number one seeded teams in 2020 who never got their tournaments because of COVID. Obviously, that's when they ended up canceling the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like a cool redemption story that they both got to win this year, considering they didn't even get a chance to play in 2020. So,
right.
But yeah, March Madness done. On to other sports. Sad that we don't have college basketball. And sad that we'll never have college basketball with Coach K again.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, he's done.
And I know Indiana, since they've been out, they've lost a lot of people. You want to talk about that? Haven't you guys lost a lot of people?
Just two.
Oh.
I mean, two guys transferred. I don't think that's any more than any other. Like.
Well, are some of you guys going to the league?
Just Trace Jackson Davis, but he... And that was expected.
Oh, okay.
And he kept his college eligibility. He didn't sign with a agent. So, and for right now he's projected to be a late second round or undrafted pick. So, I don't know. There's a high likelihood that he comes back, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair. So, this is crazy. This is how it always is every year. So, the Women's March Madness just ended, and they immediately go into their draft, because the WNBA draft was this week on Monday night, and their season starts actually at the beginning of May, so it's a very quick turnaround. They get done playing, they get drafted, they immediately are in practice. I know Henderson for South Carolina, she didn't even get to go to their championship parade, which was like yesterday, because she got drafted by Indiana in the second round and she's already an Indy. So I guess we're closer to her now than Dawn Staley. So that's how it is. So WNBA draft is a couple things I want to talk about. I know I missed the beginning of it because I forgot it was on accident. So Ryan Howard, a guard from Kentucky, went first. And that was actually a surprise. It was pretty certain everybody thought Nelissa Smith from Baylor, a forward, was going to go first. And if somebody's like tells you for like weeks, like you're going to be the number one pick. What do you do then when you're not, you know, and you don't hear your name? Like, that's such a weird thing. But she handled it. I don't have the quote. I couldn't find it. She handled it with such grace and just like had only positive things to say and was like, really like, because that is hard. Like when in your mind, you're like, I'm going number one. Like everyone says, I'm going number one. And then they don't take you and you're like, oh, okay. So
awkward.
But Indiana picked her up because the Dream, Atlanta Dream, got Ryan. Mm. So that's fun. And then some other things I just wanted to mention. Indiana had a lot of first round picks because they're not very good.
As in like 4 in the first 10 picks.
Yeah, it's literally insane. But my girl, Veronica Burton, who's our standout defensive player from Northwestern, got drafted number 7 by the Dallas Wings. And I'm so excited because that's such a high draft pick for her. And yeah, that's just super exciting. And I'm excited that she hopefully will get to be on that roster because The other part about the WNBA draft is that not everybody who gets drafted will actually get put on the roster because they can only have like 12 spots per team.
Yeah.
And they usually invite like 20 people to their like camp. So right. Not all these people will end up on their team. It's more likely that they will though than like sophomores in the league, because once you've played a couple of years, you can request more money.
Yeah.
Which is the sad reality of that. Anything else about the WNBA?
Well, I was just going to say it's time for the WNBA to expand.
Oh, yeah, for
add
sure.
Add more teams.
If like, your whole time during the draft, we just have all these graphics about how not that many people make it and not that many of these players will even play. Like, okay, so let's expand the league so more of these people can play so we can have more women make it to the next stage. Mm-hmm. And I do want to mention this. LeBron James tweeted out during the draft that he's like, I just don't understand why these talented players, why these women have to go to college for 4 years before they can do this. It's just stupid. So, if you've never paid attention to women's basketball, more than likely, you will not make a career off of that. So you need a degree, and you need to go to college, because you can't just go to the NBA, make millions, and be like, I'm done then. It's not like that for WNBA players. They don't make that much. They don't make millions in the league anyways. They make like, I think the average is like 50,000.
Yeah, it's pretty modest.
Which is like an average wage for people with a college degree, I'm gonna say. So it's not like they're making millions of dollars, so they need that degree. But LeBron, you know, everybody was joking then, like, well, he'll just go to a WNBA game with like his daughter and his wife and like make a big deal about how, oh, we should support them, and then they'll give him the advocacy award next year. So once again, LeBron thumbs down. But MLB is back.
Yeah, to be honest, I really didn't even care when I came back. I was like, oh, great, because the Cubs just, I had no hope for the Cubs, so I,
and I still don't,
but they have won a couple games to start, which
was
surprising, because I know like two people on the roster.
Yeah, so. and one of them is Wilson Contreras, who is more than likely going to be getting traded, because out of all the bobblehead nights, which normally you give the bobblehead nights to your best better players, he doesn't even have one. So apparently we don't care, and we'll be trading him ASAP. It's just rude.
About time to ditch the Cubs, in my opinion.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to mention, because I also don't care about the MLB regular season unless I'm at the actual game, is that the Cubs and the Brewers had their benches clear, because the Brewers have hit us in more than any other team has been hit in
by pitches
in the last like few years. So I'm just like tired of the Brewers. I think they're ridiculous. I think they're so annoying, and quit hitting us. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Just annoying, but so the NBA playoffs are in almost full swing. Their playoff games were this week, and so the eighth
play-in
games were this week. So the eighth seed games, so the games to decide who will be the eighth seed are tomorrow night. So we have Cavs versus Hawks, Pelicans versus Clippers. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that the Cavs will probably lose. Jared Allen is out. He's their star big man. And they've only won, I think it was, he's been out for 18 games, and they've only won 7 of those games.
Yikes.
He was out, so I think the Hawks will pull it off, and Trae Young. And then the Pelicans Clippers, yeah, I don't really know about that one. Probably the Clippers will win, but who really knows what will happen with Paul George ever.
Yeah, that's fair. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
You know that. You're speaking as an Indiana Pacers fan. Any other first round matchups you're excited to see?
Not really, because I think the first round is usually just goes to like the higher ranked team. It seems like you mostly say 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, like those games, the higher seed's gonna win, and it's more than likely gonna be in like 4 or 5 games.
And they would have had like a week off that the 8 seeds didn't have.
Right. So I think I don't know. I think the one thing I would say to that is that I think it's time for the NBA to change their playoff format. I know they just changed it to add the play-in games, but I think they should change it again. Make the first round games just a three game series.
Yes, yeah.
The second round games a three round series, and then the semifinals can be a 5-game series, and the championship game can still be 7 or can be a 5. But I just think a 7-game series is just so ridiculously long.
And to do it for every round is so long. Because, like, we'll be talking about the playoffs, this means, until, like, June?
Yeah, into the summer.
It's April. Like, the playoffs are going to be going on for so long because of this.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, ridiculous how long they are now. Like, it needs to be shorter. The regular season needs to be shorter. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah, well, we were watching a highlight today, and it said that in, like, 1960... today was the day of the last game of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, so, like, obviously we've digressed.
By, like, 2 months.
Which is just unfortunate. Yeah, they need to do an overhaul. I like the play-in games. Let's keep making it interesting. Let's change up some things. Like, the baseball doesn't have 7-game series for everything, and it works. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to talk about some Marvel, DC, Star Wars things. So, we are in the midst of Moon Knight right now. Mm-hmm. It's the next Disney Plus series to be coming out. It's about, well, you guessed it, Moon Knight, who is a superhero with powers from an Egyptian god, Khonshu.
Yep.
So, what are your thoughts about it so far? It stars Oscar Isaac, by the way.
Yeah, so far, we're 3 episodes in as of Wednesday, and I think it's been really good so far. I mean, the first episode was a little bit slow and kind of confusing. The second episode I thought was better.
Really good.
And I thought the third episode was just even built upon that one. Was really good, too. So I'm excited to see where that goes in the last 3 episodes. And isn't it the 4th episode of the Marvel shows have been really good?
Yeah, it has.
For some reason there's a theme there, but hopefully the next episode will
be
really
good.
It's
like the 4th and the 5th are usually have really good episodes, so it should be good. Yeah,
but it's really good. It's a completely different take on anything Marvel's ever done. I just think it's really good, and I really enjoy Oscar Isaac as the character. And a little bit about the character, this is without spoiling it, is that his backstory is that he has dissociative identity disorder, so it means he has, like, multiple personalities, basically. And so it's really interesting to see the way that Oscar Isaac, like, changes, completely changes his acting to, like, fit each personality. I think he does a really, really good job
with
that.
And they really took cues for how it's actually like for people who have DID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, really interesting to see that. Really cool to see somebody with, like, a mental disability, like, at the forefront of a superhero show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really cool. But I have a couple theories.
Yep.
About Marvel. I've just been thinking of, like, things that I think are going to happen or want to see happen. So the first one is about Moon Knight. And so this is not really a spoiler because, like, you knew this about the character before the show. So he has DID, so he has dissociative identity disorder. And we've met 2 of the personalities, and they very much have teased a 3rd one. And at one point, Khonshu, the Egyptian god, like, tells Mark Spector that he's, like, listen, I picked you because you're broken. Like, you're a broken person. Your mind is broken. So, like I said, we've already met 2. We're pretty sure that there's 3 personalities. And so this reminds me of Ecclesiastes 4,
mm-hmm.
which says, like, a three-strand cord is not easily broken.
Yeah,
and so I think that, like, the end of this will be him, like, reconciling these 3 personalities and using them to work together to be like, no, I'm not broken.
Mm.
And I think that would just be a really cool thing. So that's something that I'm excited about.
Cool.
And thinking about, like, the show and, like this is a new character. This is the first time we've had a Marvel show be headlined by somebody we didn't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
the other ones have introduced characters, certainly, but they have not been headlined by a title character that we haven't met yet. And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, like, you know, like, will Moon Knight ever get his own movie? And I don't think he will. I don't think that, because I would say that Moon Knight will not become an Avenger. That's not his vibe to me.
Yeah.
And I think that they will save the movies, they will save the theatrical releases to Avengers level characters. Because I feel like now that we're going to be adding in these other characters, we've already added in all these Netflix shows that are canon now. I think how Disney is going to do this is they're going to almost have like tiers and like levels of heroes and like save the blockbusters for the Avengers level heroes. So that's like Scarlet Witch, that's like Spider-Man, that's like Doctor Strange, Thor, Black Panther, like these big heroes that we already know and love, they are going to stay Avengers. And then we're going to get to see all these other really cool characters on these other teams doing a little bit more grounded stuff, especially now that the Avengers seem to be dealing with these massive problems. And I think that that is going to be on Disney Plus through TV shows, maybe even straight to streaming movies. But that's what I think.
Do you think on that, do you think that like Moon Knight or any other like smaller character as you're classifying it could ever be in an Avengers movie, like in an Avengers movie?
Yeah, I think they could, but I don't think
like the main character.
Yeah, they won't be like main characters. Like they won't become Avengers. Like they'll never be like at the Avengers compound, like, which I know is technically destroyed, I guess, but like I don't think they'll be a part of that team.
Okay.
They'll have their own teams, they'll fight different villains, they'll fight maybe smaller things, more hand-to-hand, maybe, like, have different niches, like, Moon Knight could be a part of something that's a little bit more mystical, like, the Avengers are, like, our big heroes that will interact with them, but, like, they won't be, like, same level kind of thing. So, like, think, like, FBI interacts with local police stations, but they're not necessarily the same kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. How do you rectify Shang-Chi into that, then?
I think they wanted to add Shang-Chi as an Avenger earlier, which we know is true. And so they are doing it now, and I think they want to make sure that they have good representation through their Avengers, so they can't just keep it all white males.
Yeah.
So I think there will be characters introduced to the Avengers. I'm just saying
they won't be introduced as in shows.
Yeah, I think that if they're going to be an Avengers character, they'll introduce them as a movie, not as a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll give them the bigger budget. They'll give them the theatrical release. They won't do it through a TV show.
I gotcha.
And I think that TV shows with, like, not as big Avengers characters can get these great actors like Oscar Isaac and stuff to lead those, because maybe it's less time commitment. They don't have to sign these big contracts. Like,
and They're not committed to eight movies.
Yeah, being filming Marvel movies all year round. Like, yeah. So that's just how I think Disney is going to be
going. I can definitely see that coming true.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think I'm right. So so DC has a slate of movies that were supposed to come out this year, and they have now pushed almost all of them into 2023. So
as they've been, I think, pushing what's everything back.
The only movie that we were supposed to get three new movies after Batman, which has already obviously been in theaters. But now the only one I think we're getting, and it's not even till like December, is Black Adam.
Yeah. But we were supposed to get Aquaman 2 and the Flash movie and Black Adam all this year, and now we're only getting Black Adam.
And not even till the end of the year.
Yeah, so that's annoying.
DC is technically under new ownership, though, because Warner Media was just bought by Discovery. So they will technically have new CEOs. Warner was owned previously by AT&T. That was like their... Yeah. That was like their head company. Like, Disney owns Marvel. So it'll be interesting. Discovery has already come out and said that they want to do kind of an overhaul, that they want to make it more concise, they want to make it more like compatible with each other, but build more IP, because that's what these companies want. They want IP that sells toys, that sells clothes, that sells merch. So that's how they make their money. So
please, if anyone at Discovery knows anything, bring Zack Snyder back to finish his trilogy.
Please. Restore the Snyderverse, please.
If anyone has ever watched any DC movie in the Discovery like network, surely they have to be fighting to bring Zack Snyder on as the director for the other two.
Because he's so good, and his movies have been amazing. So, yeah. Any Star Wars things?
I mean, I know there's quite a lot of shows coming out in the near future that I'm excited for.
Yes, the Obi-Wan Kenobi show comes out end of May, so I'm sure we'll talk about that more when it does.
Yeah, and then the only other thing is the new Lego Star Wars game just came out that I've been waiting for forever, it feels like, and I just got it and super excited, and I will continue to let you guys know how it is as I play through some of it.
I've already seen a lot of people tweet about it, so surely it will be good. But, all right, well, have a good week.